And if an electric lamp wasn't burning nowadays, you'd screw in a new. You'd have to change the.
Well, when we got along to the bulb, why, we used the light bulb, the word light bulb. I don't know what the others feel, but we used to call them light bulb when we got around to where we had electricity.
When did you get electricity in this
area? Oh, I don't know. I was quite a... Well... It was during World War II, but right. 1918, 17, 18, right after we built, my mother built this house.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have this house. This house consisted of from here over there and that big room. And that was a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a kitchen, and we had a dining room, seven, and we had one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this house built, but there was no electricity, there's no paint on it at the mm-hmm. time, and there was no plumbing whatsoever in it, and there wasn't any light in it, no light in it. And of course, then when World War II came along,
mm-hmm.
this people finally wired it because we leased it out,
mm-hmm.
which was a big mistake, but we did it anyhow. She did it anyhow because she was by herself and had three small children. I was the biggest of them, about 14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. To carry clothes out, to hang them on the line, you could carry them out in a clothes
basket. That'd be about what you'd call it, a basket.
And when you open up a bottle and you want to close it back up, at least you used to could stick in a
stopper.
What would the stopper be made out of?
Cork.
Would you ever refer to it just as a cork rather than?
Well, farm people used to use corn cobs for their jugs. Use corn cobs to make stoppers out of. Was cheaper than going down and paying maybe a penny for a stopper,
uh-huh.
or something like that, or half a cent for a stopper. They could just take a corn cob and do the same thing.
Yeah.
So there wasn't no use in spending. There wasn't no use in spending for a cork. Medicine bottles all had corks in them. They didn't have no caps or nothing like that on them.
Uh-huh. If there was a log across the road, you'd say, it's too heavy for us to lift, so we tied a chain around it and we did what?
Well, I don't know. You got me there.
Or say there's a tree limb in the road. You say, I couldn't pick it up and carry it off. I just took hold of it and I put it off the road.
Well, I never run into anything like that, so I just wouldn't know what about it. The only thing I could tell you, we try to go around it.
Uh-huh. But talking about dragging it off, you'd say we... How'd you say that?
Well, I guess you'd call it dragging off is all I could say about
okay.
it. Because even back in the early 30s when I was driving a freight truck, I got caught in a storm between here and San Antonio, and I had to go around a lot of trees between
uh-huh.
Columbus and Bay City. I'm not Bay City, but Hempstead.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, let me see. We went through Bay City. Bay City is where I got finally had to stop
mm-hmm.
and spend the night the next morning. There was trees and high line and everything else laying all over the highway,
mm-hmm.
and I had to come in. I didn't have to come in. I could have stayed there in Bay City. But I